The first song I heard was Hate Conquers All. Yeah. And I mean, that's a pretty angry song. And you've been like doing this for 27 years now. Wouldn't you like to be able to write like less angry songs?
Well, I mean, I think that unfortunately, injustice is happening all the time. And the way you react to it can be more visceral, can be more optimistic, can be more pessimistic, can be apathetic, can be empathetic, it can be all of those things. We can only create art that is representative of how we're feeling. And we have always viewed injustice, viewed racial inequality, social inequality, economic inequality, as things that need to be attacked and we need to be aggressive towards. We don't need to wait for a president or a pope or a prime minister to fix it for us. We need to do the work to fix it ourselves. And historically, positive change has always come from the bottom up, never from the top down. So, you know, I don't, again, look at records like, man, we've been trying and this didn't change. I just know where we are in the moment, you know. I think that 2020 Vision as an album in particular is a different approach than older Anti-Flag records, in the sense that in the other records that we have released, we've been considerate of how they'll be remembered. We you know, there's this talk in punk rock about being on the right side of history. And I think that's powerful and a great sentiment. And we all want to be on the right side of history, especially in the face of neo-fascism and neoliberalism and the globalism that we see. But I'm interested in writing our future. And so I think 2020 Vision as an album, maybe it's because the year 2020 feels important. It feels new and a new decade. And all of those emotions that we had inside us writing the album, it's the first time we're talking about like, hey, we know what the world looks like if we stand on the sideline and do nothing. Let's see what it looks like if we fight back right now and push right now to challenge these people that really have so little in common with you and I. And that point of anger you talk about, that's where that comes from, that frustration of having these people consider themselves as populists, having a person like Donald Trump say that he's an outsider. He's a billionaire. He's not an outsider. You know, he doesn't have anything in common with you or I. So we need to be pushing for politicians that are representative of the people that they represent.
Was there anything like you did differently when writing this record, like compared to your last records? I mean, there were so many.
Yeah, actually, it was very different. Personally, on my side, it was very different because I wrote by myself really heavily last winter. I wrote somewhere like 35, 38 songs for the album and then brought them to the rest of the guys in the band and they were finished. Like I had demoed out drums. I had everything kind of put together in my mind. I knew that I wanted to call the album 2020 Vision. I knew I wanted to put Donald Trump on the cover. Like that stuff usually happens at the end for us. We usually comb through the lyrics, find a record title, then find a theme for the art, etc. This was all kind of packaged and then Justin brought in a handful of songs and then we worked on a couple songs together as a band and that turned into the 11 that are on the album. So I definitely was feeling motivated. And Justin coming off the death of his mother, he was feeling less motivated than I was. Pat had just had a baby, so he was kind of coming in and out. Chris Head's wife was pregnant at the same time. So like those three guys were struggling and I was just like pouring, like dragging them across the finish line. But we kept saying to each other that like, you know, we just trust each other's instincts and it will be great. Like if we keep going. And so that's kind of how it was made, which is a little bit different than normal where, you know, we'll write for a handful of days in the studio together, then go on tour, write a little bit on tour, practice some in sound checks, etc. You know, it was done and we just kind of fleshed it out and kind of produced it all together in the room with Matt, who produced the album. So it's certainly focused on right now. And a lot of other Anti-Flag records and songs are thinking about either how it will be reflected on in the future or in the past or how we can be remembered. And I really wanted to make a record that was, you know, fuck being remembered. Let's make a statement right now. And I think that's why it looks the way it looks and sounds the way it sounds.
So do you have a favorite song, and what would it be and why?
That's interesting. I mean, it changes a lot. I really love the last track on the record, Resistance Frequencies. It's like a real homage to The Clash and like Revolution Rock type songs that The Clash do, where they're almost just kind of jamming and they have an idea that they just are kind of beating in. And that song lyrically I wrote after the first State of the Union address that Donald Trump gave. And it's a song that, like, as I've kind of talked about it and shared it with people, I've found that so many people felt the way I did when they saw him give the State of the Union address, which was like, what the fuck is going on? Like, how did we ever get here? And there are children in cages at the border, and people are clapping for this president as if he's done something. It's just been a nightmare. And so that song is special to me. I really like Hate Conquers All. I love playing it live. We're getting better at playing The Disease live, which is another one I really like. And then, of course, Unbreakable, just because of the meaning of the song and how it feels. And so in that sense, you know.
Is there something you want to, like, tell our listeners or the listeners who get to listen to the new Anti-Flag album? What do you want to tell them?
Well, I just want to thank them for listening to it, first off, because there's a lot of things that can entertain people out in this world right now. And anyone who takes time out of their day to listen to the things that we've created, we're tremendously grateful and humbled for. If you are out there and you're listening to this and you feel overwhelmed by the racism and the sexism and the homophobia and transphobia that you see on a daily basis, the Islamophobia, the xenophobia, the bigotry, the neo-fascism that confronts us at every minute of our lives right now, if you're looking for something more, there's this beautiful place called punk rock, and we'll take you in any time of day, any time of night. And if you're looking for allies in the fight, if you're looking for accomplices to break the laws that are immoral and to stand up against the environmental devastation that we see and the fascism that we see, Anti-Flag is the band for you.